George Strait once sang that he had oceanfront property in Arizona, and if you buy that, he'd throw the Golden Gate in free. This Arizona town isn't exactly on the ocean, but much of its existence depended on it. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by a cut above the rest, Exmark Mowers. Go to exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
When you think of old riverboat towns, Yuma, Arizona probably doesn't jump to mind.
It really was a river town. It was the crossroads of the Southwest. So we had a riverboat trade here.
Tina Clark is a historian for the city of Yuma, a town that sits on the Colorado River.
Riverboats would offload at the Gulf of California off of clipper ships that came from San Francisco and San Diego. Offload goods, and right here at that warehouse, the river would be right behind, and those warehouses held 6 months' supply for every fort in the Southwest.
The Gulf of California is about 100 miles downriver from Yuma. Ships had to sail around Baja California to get to the U.S. Pacific coast.
We also had a corral house that housed 900 mules. Lots of wagons here. And we were able to supply out of Yuma all the way to Tucson, to Albuquerque, to Santa Fe, as far away as Denver, all of those forts that needed to be supplied with uniforms, ammunition, and everything, in fact, needed to subdue the West.
The Gila Trail passed through Yuma. It linked cities like Santa Fe with the Pacific coast and made Yuma an important river terminal and stronghold in settling the American Southwest. Traveling the Countryside in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.